Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A beautiful Friday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. So glad you're with us on this free-for-all Friday. I really enjoyed my conversation with Dr. Zeb. And leaving, he said, stay in touch. I think we're gonna stay friends. And Dr. Zeb Talley III is just an amazing person who helps people figure out who they are. I mean, really, are you as authentic as you'd like to be? Because I talk about this, and he agreed that there's a voice in all of us. We hear the voice. Nobody else can hear that voice. In fact, there are people who talk to you, and it's obvious that they don't hear that voice because they're telling you things that are not congruent with what that voice is telling you. That voice inside of you is telling you who you are. And if you have the courage and the strength to do it, you become that person. And even though there's criticism, you still become that person. And I think that's true happiness. And there have been a few times in my life when I have realized that I was not who I needed to be. I was not an authentic person. And I am authentic today. And in spite of the criticism, in spite of what people say about the way I look or what I talk about, I am authentically me. And I am honest and authentic, and it just feels great. And I hope if you're not there, I hope you get to that point as well. And I'm still learning to be more authentic than I am now. But I really have gotten to the point where if you don't like the way I dress, if you don't like my glasses, if you don't like the way I look, I don't care. I mean, I truly, honestly do not care. But boy, people make those comments like, I really care. No, I'm just me. And the voice inside of me tells me who I am. And Dr. Zeb is a national speaker, and he's taking his self-awareness tour to Ambience Event Hall at 1492 Sear Street in New Orleans. It's only $20, and this is designed to help out people who were affected by Katrina, which was 20 years ago. So he's really a good guy, very authentic, and he might help you. And I hope our conversation at least helped you a little bit. All right, we've got a few things to get to. I'm going to get to your calls here in just a moment. Tomorrow is Election Day. You need to vote. You make plans to watch a football game on TV. You make plans to do a lot of things. Make plans to vote tomorrow. It doesn't take that much time. And these elections that might seem to be less exciting than other elections, they're very, very important. This is a runoff election. We figure out who's going to be in the position. So get out there and vote. And that's not a cliche. If you like to complain about government, then you need to vote. If you don't vote, you still have a right to complain. But I think you lose credibility if you're not a voter. And again, this is about being honest. You can tell people you vote, but if you know you're not voting, if you don't vote, you know that. And if you tell people you vote, or if you complain, and if I were to ask you, did you vote, you might say yes, even if you didn't. Maybe you would be honest about it, but maybe you would not be honest about it. That impacts you, because you know you're not an honest person. Even when it comes to the little things, you need to be honest. So I just think it's important to vote. And voting is, if you want to complain, if you care enough to complain, then you should care enough to vote. And take a little time to read about the amendments that are on the ballot. And your vote determines whether or not these things pass. So be tuned in and make sure you vote tomorrow. I think the polls open at 7 o'clock. I know they're open until 8 o'clock at night. You have a lot of time to vote. All right, this weekend, LSU, Arkansas, the battle for the boot. It's at Tiger Stadium tomorrow morning, and this is so rare, kickoff 11:45. Most of the games at Tiger Stadium are at night, but this is 11:45, so I guess people are going to start drinking at like 3 o'clock in the morning, because they start drinking way before kickoff. So 11:45 is kickoff. I think LSU wins this game. I do. I think LSU takes care of Arkansas. It's the battle for the boot, and I think LSU wins that. I know there's still a lot of turmoil internally at LSU, but I think they rise to the occasion, unite, and I think they beat Arkansas. Tulane plays Florida Atlantic tomorrow afternoon at 3 o'clock at Yulman Stadium. There should be a great crowd on hand for that game. And I think Tulane wins. Tulane is in playoff mode right now, and I don't think they've played their best game yet. They have got a lot of talent, and they just haven't played that cohesive game yet. And if they're saving that for later in the season, this is the time to start pouring it on. Gail Benson has done a couple of interviews recently, and I guess it's because there's been a lot of criticism of the Saints and the Pelicans, and she says she is standing behind Mickey Loomis, regardless of fan criticism. So I'm not surprised. I think she sees teams more as her teams more as a family setting, and I totally understand her position there. It's not what I might do, but yet I don't know, because I'm not on the inside and I don't have the information that she has. So, you know, maybe that's the right thing in spite of the fan criticism. You can't always react to fan criticism, because fans, even collectively as a group, don't always know what the right answer is. So Gail Benson standing by Mickey Loomis, that's not going to change. So we can focus on other things. Also tonight, the Pelicans are in the Smoothie King Center against the Lakers. And I wish more people would go to the games. Today, I'm wearing my Pelican merch, my Pelican apparel. I decided to invest in the team by buying some Pelican merchandise, and I've got a really nice shirt that I think is very cool, and wearing that today, and very proud of it. So I'm going to do what I can this season, as I have said, to support the Pelicans, and I just hope they get better. I think Zion Williamson is now practicing, but I don't know if he has been cleared to play yet. All right, we've got a lot to get to. I want to run over some of the big NFL games this weekend. The Saints aren't playing, but that doesn't mean that a lot of us are not going to be focused on football. So we're going to talk about that in just a few minutes. I've done a couple of videos. The video that I posted on Substack is about why the president is letting South Park get away with depictions of the president having sex with the vice president. I mean, it's in the context of a cartoon, it's really graphic. I mean, he's having, you know, with the vice president, and the vice president's talking about the president cheating because he really is in a relationship with Satan, and Satan is pregnant with the president's baby. This is really outrageous stuff. I mean, this is deranged stuff. This is out there, but this is what South Park does. But why is the president not complaining about this? I talk about that in the video. And you can watch the video on Substack. If you haven't done it yet, it's real simple. Download the Substack app and then just search Scoot on the Air and subscribe. And when I post a video, I'd be happy for you to comment, and you can comment on the comments. And Yeah, it's there. I kind of talk about why I think the president is not saying anything about it. Also on Facebook, I talk about how Republicans must seem like Republicans don't like to get high on marijuana because of this provision that was slipped into the bill that ended the government shutdown that would ban products with marijuana in them. Also, there is a bar that is opened up on Frenchman, Bamboulis, I think that's how you pronounce it. It's a dry bar. It's a Cali sober bar, which means no alcohol. California sober, Cali sober. No alcohol, but drinks infused with marijuana. Ian, let's go ahead and get the trailer for Reefer Madness pulled up, and we're going to play that here in just a minute.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to do it yesterday, but we didn't get to it. This trailer for the movie Reefer Madness really does explain the irrational fear America has always had over marijuana. Now, maybe not you or me, but there are people on Capitol Hill who are so Neanderthal in their thinking that they try to slip this bill in, this provision into the bill to ban products infused with marijuana. This is really important. And McConnell knew, Mitch McConnell knew, that this would not pass on its own because there are too many people who support marijuana-infused items. So they slip it into the bill. There are some really right-wing, radical, Neanderthal-thinking Republicans on Capitol Hill who wanted to slip this in, and they got it in. And I don't understand their fear of pot. Let's go to Rudy. Rudy, you've been on hold for a while. I appreciate the call. Thanks for being with us.
Hey, how you doing, Scoot and Ian? Happy Friday from the one and original, authentic Rudy Rue.
Thank you, Rudy Rue.
Good, good. Two things. Call in about the Sasquatch, or like we say down the bayou, the Rougarou.
Yeah.
And also, Ian's going out to Foxworth, Mississippi.
Yeah, Ian, when we opened the show, Ian was talking about what he's doing this weekend, and Ian and some of his guy friends, they get together, and every year they try to take a little trip, and they're going to a place called Foxworth, Mississippi, and there's a house there. One of their aunts owns the house. And they go there, and they party, and they shoot guns. And Ian's got his Red Ryder Daisy BB gun, which he knows.
Don't have to say it like that.
He knows he can put his eye out with it. Well, basically, that's what it is. And they shoot at cans and things like that. Just don't shoot at each other.
We won't.
Right. But there's a perfect opportunity, Scoot. There's a place out there. Foxworth isn't that big, Ian. So Google a place called Red Bluff. When I tell you, you're just driving on these country roads, you come around a curve, and then there's like a 500-foot hole in the earth.
Oh.
It's that Mississippi purple and orange and red clay.
I have seen photos of this, yes.
Back in the day, we were supposed to be at school sometimes, but sometimes we would take a trip from Mandeville to Foxworth, Mississippi to go to Red Bluff.
Wow.
And you run down the bluff like a crazy man, Indian or wild man, or you could take the trail. But at the bottom of the bluff, there's a creek that you take that goes under the railroad track and straight to the Pearl River with a beach on it. Perfect for having fun, drinking beer, shooting BB guns, and doing all that.
I'm so glad that you brought this to my attention, because I think this might be what we do tomorrow. Yeah. I'm putting this on the group.
I'm sure if you Google it, they'll give you directions right to it.
I've already done it. I'm putting this on the group chat right now. I'm going to say, listen up, lads. I was talking about this on the radio today, and my guy Rudy called in. He said, we got to go to Red Bluff. Yeah. We're going. Yep. It's done.
I want to give a shout out to Jim Henderson's son. That's my friend, D. Henderson. He was one of the guys. I was a youngster. My brother was a senior. I was a freshman, but I hung out with these guys. And that was one of the original founders of the Red Bluff trip that we went to, you know, here and there. But when I say it's an amazing experience, and if you can get to the bottom, go to the trail, take the creek, and see the Pearl River.
It's a 12-minute drive from the cabin. This is amazing.
Wow, cool.
Yeah. It's going to be an awesome experience. Your friends are going to have fun. Throughout the years, it's gotten bigger and bigger. And some years back, some people had thrown, like, dryers and stuff down at the bottom.
Oh, my God.
What?
Disgusting. But I think they've cleaned it up now.
Okay.
But I want to say it's probably grown at least twice in size since 1995 and 96 when we were going.
All right, Rudy, I appreciate appreciate the call. And I have a feeling that Ian and the guys are going to do that.
Mark it, Rudy. I'll tell you about it on Monday, brother.
Absolutely. Good Guys Tree Service, slanging wood and trimming bush since the 99 to the 2000.
Oh, wow. All right.
Put that on a bumper sticker, right, dude.
Rudy, thanks for calling. Let's go to Jimmy. Hey, Jimmy, what do you have for us?
Man, hey, I want to get in this group chat and throw in the Skank Fest at Mardi Gras World tomorrow, Ian. You know, you got Jason Mewes, Dave Attell, Doug Stanhope, all those comedians you like. They're going to be this weekend in New Orleans. I don't know if you knew about that.
Every weekend in my life is a Skank Fest, Jimmy.
All right.
Whoa,
wait a minute. In the mix. Well, he's married now, or he's about to get married.
Well, he's not married. Engaged.
He's engaged, all right? No, but I could picture it now, the power of the Scoot Show. Gail Benson was driving around this week in the limousine. All of a sudden, heard on WWL, hey, turn it up, Jeeves. I think I hear Scoot calling out the Pelicans, calling out the Saints, calling me out. And I honestly think, Scoot, you brought so much attention to this situation with the attendance issues with the Pelicans. And, you know, some people look at that as doom and gloom. I look at it like you're trying to, you know, let's say you want to catch a cancer before it becomes stage four.
Yeah.
I see it exactly the same way, Scoot. You're identifying the problem before it's too late. Because, you know, when a team does relocate, it's more like a Dear John letter, right?
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, it's not like a marriage gone bad. You just get the letter and she's gone. It's not like a situation. Fans are like, well, we don't see the Pelicans leaving. I mean, look, when you got 6,000 people in the stands, that's a bad sign. I don't think that'll be a problem tonight. The Lakers fans are going to be there. The Luka Doncic fans are going to be there.
Yeah.
Albeit most of them are going to be in Lakers jerseys from Algiers, Metairie, West Bank, Westwego, all that. Not repping the locals, but I got to give you credit. I've been beating the drum, too. I really do think, I joke that Gail Benson heard you on the radio, but I think those rumors and the power of the Scoot Show, it adds up to the fact that people are like, Gail Benson has to do that interview today and say, hey, look, we're not moving the Pelicans. We're not moving the Saints. All that being said, we still do have an attendance issue when we're not playing the marquee teams. But, yeah, tonight will be packed. Because it's the Lakers scoop, but I got to give you credit, and I think Gail Benson heard you in her limousine, and that's why she stepped up to the podium. I really do.
Well, you know, that's always possible, Jimmy. And I do appreciate the call. And I did invest in the team. I bought some Pelicans merchandise, and I'm wearing my Pelicans shirt today. It's a cool shirt that I got. I really love it. I never said the Pelicans were leaving. And, of course, we'd never say the Saints are leaving. I don't have a sense that the Pelicans are leaving. But if we do not support them, that would be a possibility. And I have just really talked about, out of my love for the Saints and my love for the Pelicans, I have talked about, from a fan standpoint, that both teams need to put a team on the court or on the field that the fans believe is a team that honestly wants to win. And sometimes fans don't have that impression. I don't give the fans that impression. They have that impression. And as a fan, sometimes I get that impression. And I have never said anything negative about Ms. Gail Benson, who I have always talked about as a very gracious person. But I do believe that it is her tendency to treat the team more like a family than a business. And I just hope that the advice that she's getting is good advice. Look, I just want to look at it very, very quickly this way. Then we got to go to a break. I know. I get the message, Ian. Ian's shouting at me right now. But it's
not
okay.
Shouting.
It's
I'm okay. Gesticulating wildly.
Know, but you're gesticulating, you know, very, very definitely.
Well, you're late. Let's go.
Okay, I know. All right, very quickly. Now you're going to make me forget about what I was going to say.
You're going to talk about football.
Yeah, and the Pelicans and Miss Benson. If Mickey Loomis is in charge of the Saints and the Pelicans, theoretically, if one of the teams catches on fire, if the Saints catch on fire, he's going to pay attention to the Saints. If there are two big issues taking place at the same time, he's going to pay attention to the Saints first and the Pelicans second. I mean, that's a reality. So I would like to see the Pelicans totally independent. And I wonder whether or not we have the right general manager, since it's a friend of Mickey Loomis. Was that the right decision? I don't know. I'm not saying it's not the right decision, but I'm simply asking the question. because you play golf with your friends. You don't hire them to be in positions that maybe they shouldn't be in. So again, I don't know. But I just know that the Pelicans are off to a terrible, unacceptable start. And fans are not happy. And you have to make the fans happy, but you have to do what you think is right. So if they think this is right, let's see what happens. But my point is, with Mickey Loomis in charge of both teams, if there's a big problem, the priority is going to always be on the Saints. If there was somebody else in charge of the Pelicans and that was his only baby, then there might be more attention paid to the Pelicans if it came down to that. That's my only area of discomfort with all of that. All right, I know we got to get to a break here. Look, it's Free for All Friday. It's the beginning of the weekend. We got a few calls to get to, and also for those involved in the theatrical world here in New Orleans, we've got something coming up that we need to talk about.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
On the Scoot on the Air calendar, it was on this day in 1987. This was the number one album in the country on the Billboard album chart. The soundtrack for Dirty Dancing, and man, they had some great songs on there. Some of them went back to the 60s, and just a classic movie. I mean, there are times that movie, I come across that movie, and I don't care if it's halfway through, I'll just pick it up at that point and watch it. I'm Scoot on the Air. It's a Free for All Friday. We're going to get to your calls here in just a moment, and we still have to play that Reefer Madness trailer coming up. So, you know, years ago, there were the Big Easy Awards, and they have now gone away. I guess the pandemic killed them off. But what is coming up on Monday night is the first annual Crescent City Theater Awards. And the founder of the Crescent City Theater Awards is Alan Smason. And Alan joins us on WWL. Alan, good afternoon.
I'm back on WWL again after so many years.
Cool. Good. Listen, Alan, tell me about the awards Monday night.
Well, first off, thank you for having me on, Scoot. And
sure.
Thank you, Ian. I now know how to properly pronounce Hoke.
Well, it's not like I say it when I'm on stage. You know, you see it in the program, you think, you know, it's Hawk or Hoach, whatever. So, all good.
Yeah. No. But, you know, years ago when I was on WWL, I used to be with Hap Lawdy. So this is old hat for me. Tom Crimsier was the program director back then. But in the interim, I've you know, been a writer all my life. And in the interim, I founded the Crescent City Jewish News. And because I was doing a lot of theater criticism, I decided to also open up the possibilities for a website for theater critics around the country called theatercriticism.com. And you may or probably, I think, know already that I'm the weekly panelist on Steppin' Out for theater criticism every week. So I've got my sort of foot dipped into the waters of theater quite a bit, not just the toe. And I will tell you that a few years ago, Bruce Burgun, who's also a member, as I am, of the American Theater Critics Association, said, "Alan, you know, we were both on the Big Easy Committee for Theater. What is happening with the awards?" I said, "Well, I don't think anything." He said, "Well, we really need to do something." So Bruce Burgun and I sort of got our ideas together, and I kind of personally financed getting a 501c3 together, and we decided to incorporate and create a nonprofit corporation that would essentially promote theater, support theater locally, and also we're not adverse to you know, supporting some of the national shows that come through as well as at the Sanger. So we're trying to develop that as well. But the idea was we would have a team of people like they did on the Big Easy Awards. We would go to different theaters. We would review those shows. We would talk about the shows and then nominate people for the awards. And I'm not really privy to say exactly, you know, who is nominated. I can tell you who's the finalists, you know, as far as that goes. We've got 11 competitive categories for things like Best Featured Actor in a Musical or Best Featured Actress in a Play, things of that sort, as well as Best Play and Best Musical. But we're also going to be honoring our first ever Theater Educator of the Year, as well as giving the first ever Lifetime Achievement Award for 2025, which the committee unanimously decided to give to Ricky Graham, who, believe it or not, has never been acknowledged as a Lifetime Achievement Award in all the many years of the Big Easy Awards. So we're hoping to correct a gross injustice there and acknowledge Ricky Graham for the great comedy that he's given us, the plays, and of course the musicals, and just his persona as a entertainer for New Orleans. He really lifted our spirits after Katrina, as you know, and almost single-handedly kept us entertained.
Alan, what is the nominating process?
So what happens is we've got our review team, as we call them, the six members of the board of the Compliment Five are members of the review team, and we essentially go to the different theaters with the blessings of the theater. We go to all the different theaters, and they give us a seat. If they want to give us, you know, more than that, that's up to them, but we only want to have access to see what's going on the stage. And we have a code of conduct that everyone who is a member of the review team has to adhere to. We do not subscribe to the belief that we are more important than the play or the musical that we're seeing. And so, therefore, when we sit down in the seats, we do not leave at intermission if we're not happy. We stay and we review that show.
Yeah.
We also, you know, act professionally and courteously. And after we more or less review our notes, we get together and we will discuss which shows we think merit being given a nomination for either Best Play or Best Musical, as well as the different performances, the actors, the directors, the people who are behind the scenes. Now, for this particular award ceremony, we're working at WYES-TV at the studios as far as where the show is going to be, and we're limited in the space that we have there. We have only 220 seats. We're giving away about 110 seats to different people for nominations, people who are the actual nominees, as well as people who are guests. Sponsors and things of that sort. But we're giving away 110 seats. We've only actually, at this time, sold less than 40 seats. So we really need to have the public step up and help support us.
Yeah.
Because it is a big ask. It's only $75, Scoot, for ticket, but $75 is tax deductible. We are a 501c3, and what we're trying to do
is raise money for the you know, the scholarships and grants that we're going to be giving away. But back to your question, what's the nomination process? Once we decide what the nominees are going to be, we may have 12 or 14 in the category. And Ian, I'll let you in on a secret. You were one of the people for your role in The Trees.
Really?
But, you know, yes, but again, it's not revealed as to who's in what, but I'm letting you know, and anybody on listening in today, but, you know, you were one of the people who was considered. But, you know, what happens is we get it down to like five people, and then we have to have a second round of voting, and then we get down to, you know, the next one. So we only have three nominees. If each nominee takes, you know, a guest with them, that's six for each one of the nominations categories. And, of course, if we've got 12, you multiply that times six.
Hey, Alan, we don't do math on Fridays here. I don't like to
but
do
anyway,
math on Fridays.
The point is, we only had 220 seats total. We could really use the public to come in and help us out. Because the money that we raise not only helps us, you know, to do our job of paying for the bills for this particular event, which is going to be fantastic. But it also helps us to pay for the food that we're going to be giving out. We're going to have some champagne and libations for adults.
It's also helping the community. I've got to get your break, but I want to emphasize that it benefits the theater community in New Orleans, which I do believe is disproportionately popular in New Orleans compared to other cities this size. So
I think you're right. And it's almost all community theater. And in a lot of cities, there are more equity theaters than there are here.
Well, Alan, I appreciate your time. And it's going to be Monday night, the 17th, from 6 until 9:30 at WYES-TV, 917 Navarre Avenue. So please support this. And they can find out more information by calling 504-865-1248. 504-865-1248. Alan, thanks for being with us, and good luck with the awards. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 2003, maybe my favorite movie, Love Actually, opened up in movie theaters, and this is Billy Mack singing that opening song that was just such an integral part of the movie. I just think the movie is absolutely brilliantly done. It's about Christmas, and we're going to get close to that time of year when it's going to be very relatable. But I love this movie year-round. So on this day in 2003, I saw this movie. My girlfriend at the time was living in, still living in Portland before she moved to be with me in Denver. And I saw this when I was in Denver, and I called her immediately and said, "You got to see this movie." And she saw it, and she agreed. It was great. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on WWL.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90. In stores and at Marisa's.com.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. rated T for teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
With TikTok ads, we went from 250,000 downloads to over 1 million downloads in less than a year.
I'm Eve.
I'm Anam, and we're the co-founders of Alinea.
Alinea Invest is an investing app for Gen Z.
We run 50 new ads per week with 3 variations thanks to TikTok Smart Plus campaigns. If you're not advertising on TikTok, you're missing out.
Drive more app downloads only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Okay, Friday afternoon. You know, not long from now, this is going to become a Friday night. All right, Pelicans are on the boards tonight, on the court tonight against the Lakers. So there'll be a good crowd for the game. Helena Moreno, we've got the article on our website at WWL.com. Helena Moreno says there's really no extra money for an extravagant inaugural event. There's no extra money for Mardi Gras balls and things like that. In other words, all the things that Mayor LaToya Cantrell abused, took advantage of, Helena Moreno is saying that she is not here for the perks, but here for the work. And that's what we need. And that's exactly the opposite of LaToya Cantrell, who fleeced the city. LaToya Cantrell took every opportunity to take advantage of the perks because she was ego-driven, she was arrogant, and she thought she was entitled to things that, because the city is broke, she should not have felt entitled to. It is a very sad, depressing chapter in our city's history, but it is over. It's over. And Helena Moreno is going to be our mayor, and I'm looking forward to that. Let's go to Nashville. Bob, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. How you doing, man?
Good.
I just wanted to say that last segment, well, not last segment, it's been a while ago, but the one with Dr. Zeb.
Yeah, Dr. Zeb.
That was one of the best you've done all year.
Well, I appreciate it.
You need to put that in your, when
that.
You're off the air and they're doing the best of, you know, how to do replays.
Yeah.
You need to replay that one because, I mean, that guy, he's spot on. I wish I could watch it, his thing tomorrow on YouTube or something up here live. But
well,
that was phenomenal.
I hope that he spoke to you.
Well, he did, and you and I have talked about this. And I was surprised he doesn't go there about the religious factor of what he was saying. You know, the Bible and the Second Commandment, love thy neighbor as thyself.
Yeah, yeah.
Matthew 22:39. But anyways, I mean, it's right on. And, you know, and the thing that's amazing is, you know, if you go to intensive therapy, which I have, the one thing that's in common with people that are struggling is they don't like themselves.
That's right.
You have to love yourself.
Well, and one of the reasons that a lot of people don't like themselves is because they're not honest with themselves, and they know it, and they feel it. And if you're not honest with yourself about who you are and who you should be, there's conflict, and nobody wants to live with conflict.
No, and how can you love your neighbor if you don't love yourself?
Boy, you're right about that. Bob, I have to move on, but I appreciate the call from Nashville. Thanks for being with us. Yeah, Dr. Zeb is a national speaker. We had him on last hour. His self-awareness tour is going to be at the Ambience Event Hall, Ambience Event Hall at 1492 Sears Street in New Orleans. It's $20, and that is going to go to help some people who are still suffering from Katrina, and $20 because it's 20 years post-Katrina. He's got a high-energy, engaging show, an opportunity to ask questions, and it's all about learning to be honest with yourself and finding out who you are and dealing with mental issues and dealing with being authentic. And that's not always easy. So if you can make this tomorrow, I highly recommend it. It's at 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. And I do thank Dr. Zeb. Leaving the studio, he said he wants to stay in touch with me. And I'm going to stay in touch with him, and maybe we'll have him on. In fact, I'm sure we'll have him on again, but I appreciate him taking time to come to the studio. Look, we don't have a lot of time. We're not going to have time to play the Reefer Madness trailer. We will do that on the show on Monday when we talk about, again, this bill that bans marijuana-induced products. But very quickly, let's go over a couple of the highlight games in the NFL this weekend. The Falcons and the Panthers, I think the Falcons win this one. Bears and Vikings, I don't know who, should be a good game. The Bucks play the Bills, I think the Bills beat the Bucks. Seahawks and the Rams, man, this is going to be one hell of a game. The Seahawks and the Rams, I want the Seahawks to win, but I can't go against the Rams. The Chiefs and the Broncos, I think the Chiefs beat the Broncos. The Lions and the Eagles, I think the Lions take it. And then last night on Thursday Night Football, the Patriots beat the Jets. Not many people were surprised, 27-14. All right, we'll have a lot to talk about on the show Monday afternoon. And yeah, we're going to come back to wrap up the show. And it was on the, well, on our calendar today, on this day in 1990, Pete Townsend told Newsweek magazine that he's bisexual. Pete Townsend, the great guitar player for The Who, came out as bisexual. He said, quote, "I will not be classified as a man." And he said this song, Rough Boys, is about coming out. He likes them rough. Okay. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. All right. Coming up next, Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, Fans and the Pro, live from Rouse's in Marrero. Get some groceries and talk football. 6 o'clock, the LSU Coaches Show with interim head coach Frank Wilson. If you haven't done it yet, join me on Substack. It's a great new social media platform. Download the app and find Scoot on the air at Substack. I want to thank Diane Newman, Ian Hoke, market manager Dan Barron, news anchor Chris Miller, and traffic with Core DP. As always, I thank all of you for being part of the show. Have a safe and great weekend. I'm Scoot. Love you, New Orleans.
ARC Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground, but Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARC and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARC Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.